our respected senior brother Ramesh Bhai in the midst of all of us. So shall we show our heartfelt happiness through one hand clap. Thank you. I'm sure all of you, some of you at least know Ramesh Bhai. You may have had some contact, but many of you are for the first time. So I just would like to say a few words before Ramesh Bhai begins to share his thoughts on the topic for today. If I'm not wrong, Ramesh Bhai has been in knowledge for more than 50 years, I think. Is that right, Ramesh Bhai?
Slightly less than.
Less than. Around 50.
49.
Years. Okay, not so bad. And Ramesh Bhai and Usha Ben has been one of the wonderful examples in Baba's Yajna, whilst living in the family, leading totally pure life. So that is why I had chosen this topic today, true trusteeship, the right person to talk on the topic. And Ramesh Bhai and Usha Ben, Ramesh Bhai's lucky wife, both of them have had the opportunity to meet Baba, Mama and take a lot of sustenance. And I'm sure he will share many of his stories during the course of next an hour or so. Ramesh Bhai was one of the jewels who was selected by Baba to go to foreign service, the first foreign delegate in 1971. And Ramesh Bhai has toured all over the world many, many times. And some of you may recall your experiences in your country. And Ramesh Bhai is also the managing director of the World Renewal Spiritual Trust. And of course, has very deep, deep understanding of Baba's knowledge and many deep experiences. And I don't want to take up too much of your time, just to let you know that we are so fortunate that Ramesh Bhai has been here during this time and double foreigners are here. So I just invited him if it is possible. He's very busy, but still he was able to spare a couple of hours to be with us. And I'm sure all of you will take the maximum benefit from what he's going to share with all of you. And I would like to thank Ramesh Bhai in advance for his valuable time to be being with us. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Sister Meera, for kind words of introduction. Sri Baba also is not so much fortunate that somebody else can give his introduction. He has to give his own introduction. But I am fortunate, much better than Sri Baba. In one respect, that sister, I have not to introduce myself. Sister Meera introduced me. I wanted to just ask you before sharing my views for next 1.5 hours. Because yesterday night she telephoned me and said that from 11 to 12:30 on this topic of trusteeship. Would you like to have a class, a theoretical class, or theory and practice of trusteeship in reality, in life? Because this trusteeship concept is not merely in theory. It has to be lived like a trustee. That means life must be like a trustee. So she also just said during the course of her introductory remarks about the stories, because I like to share things in the form of stories and experiences rather than merely theoretical discussions. But I don't know, your choice, because as you said, many of you are first-timers or new also, and many of you may not be knowing me also. And therefore she had to take the trouble of introducing me to you. What do you suggest? Theory and practice both. Okay, thank you. Why I asked you this particular question? Because I am already working as a trustee in the institution also. As he also told you that am the managing trustee of World Renewal Spiritual Trust. I am also the organizing secretary or the trustee of Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation. I am also secretary of the Brahma Kumaris Educational Society also. I am the chairperson also of the jurist wing also. I am also the chairperson of the Spark Spiritual Application and Research Center. I am also a trustee of the Shiva Adhyatmic Foundation also. So like that, you see, and I am one of those three senior brothers in the institution taking care of finance, law, administration, etc. Once upon a time, in those good old days, I used to take care of the foreign services also. But now with the increase in work and also with the birth of new hands and new brothers and sisters in this divine family, I am not now much associated with the foreign services. So I have lived like a trustee, and therefore I would like to share some of my experiences. Because the theoretical aspect is one thing, and to live and lead life like a trustee is another thing. And I am sure that you all would like to live your life as a trustee. Because I told you about all those things that I am the trustee of those things, properties, etc., of Baba. But in our personal capacity, in our personal lives, we are also trustees of our own property, our own thoughts, our own life. The difference between Baba and the communist countries or the communist theories is this fundamental difference, that in case of a communist country, everything belongs to the state. Nobody is the owner of all the resources, including his own resources also. Everything belongs to the state. What we call as the principle of nationalization, that everything belongs to the nation, belongs to the state. But in this Baba's knowledge, Baba's communism goes one step ahead also. There, the state is the owner of all the physical resources, physical properties. And therefore, you are not bound to act like a trustee about your own self. You can have any type of thought, behavior, action, and all those things. But in this divine family, Baba goes one step ahead and he nationalizes or is in command of all our resources, including our mind, including our intellect, including our relationships and everything. So Baba's communism, so to say, I call it as divinization, or divinity, or manifestation of divinity, is much broader, wider and deeper concept, that we have to be the trustee of our thoughts also. We have to be trustee of our intellect also. But one fundamental difference between communism of the Russia and China type and all those things, which was established, those theories of communism were pronounced by, in England by, those two brothers, Karl Marx and others. They wrote this book, Das Kapitalism. And that was the beginning of this new concept, that the state is the owner of everything. But in case of communism of Karl Marx and others, is that there is only nationalization. They do not go further beyond that. With the result that communism could not last for more than 70 years on this world stage. Whereas this Baba's deityism or divine communism, by whatever name you call it, will last on this world as a stage for more than 2,500 years. What are the salient features of Baba's theories? Because of which this deityism, in sharp contrast with the capitalism, socialism, or even communism of the modern world. You know that socialism, it is so said, that started with Labour Party in England. And that Labour Party came into power also after the end of the First World War. So it was all based on socialism. They came into power sometime in 1945-46. So the socialism became the state principle of administration. But in 1972, this Labour Party, in its election manifesto, dropped that word socialism. So socialism as a system or as a theory in practice could not last for more than 26 years or 27 years. Communism, you see, which was started after the end of First World War in Russia, and it lasted before a couple of years only, you know it very well. So it lasted for not more than 70 years. Whereas this deityism is going to last for 2,500 years, because in this divine principle of trusteeship is there. As I was telling you that in case of communism, there is always that nationalization, but they don't go beyond that thing. And state becomes the owner of everything. And there is that famous dictum by Dicey that says that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that is the root cause of the fall of communism. Because there, after nationalization of everything, all powers remain with the state. And so when the state is the absolute owner of all the powers, then as the dictum says, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And therefore the state becomes a corrupt authority. And then the downfall begins. Baba takes care of this problem. Baba nationalizes everything. Baba says, all your property, all your things, all your mind, intellect, everything belongs to me. But he does not take them away from us. He, in return, first he divinizes them. Because now we know that all our resources, our mind, intellect, etc. are for Baba. So this process of divinization, that now it belongs to Sri Baba, that process is not there in communism. There only it means that everything belongs to the state, and therefore nobody cares for the state. They all think that state is responsible for everything, all management and administration. But in our case, all our resources remain with us. But then Baba says that you have to act as a trustee. Manage them as a trustee. So first he divinizes that thing. Not only nationalizes everything, he commands all our resources, our mind, intellect and all those things. In case of communism, communist government cannot command our mind, intellect and all those things. They don't have subtle powers. They only have physical powers. Whereas in case of principle of trusteeship of this deityism, is that everything is divinized and then we act as a trustee. With the result, what happens that I and my, they are the most important two leakages and linkages in our lives. These two, I and my, they do not remain. These two words, you must be knowing that the most difficult word which has caused greatest number of problems in the world is, these are these two words, I and my, because of which there is that attachment, because of which there is ego and all those things. So when these two words are removed from our dictionary, I and my, then what happens? Then the principle of trusteeship in its true sense of the term will become applicable. And that's the real basis of, I would say, this principle of trusteeship in our personal life. Now let me relate it back to the institution. I came into contact with this institution sometime in 1952, May 1952. In the beginning, for 8 years, right up to 61 June, I was a cooperative soul. I did not accept Baba as our spiritual father. I always thought that Baba is a Laukik guru of my mother, because I was introduced to this institution through my mother. It's a long story, I don't want to go into the depth of it, but in 61 June, when we came here, on our return, we accepted Baba as our spiritual father. We accepted Sri Baba also as our supreme father. And we accepted this divine family as our family. So I am relating to you all those things, all those events after 62 June. So when I came into contact with Brahma Baba and this divine family, I came to know one thing, one of those principles of this divine institution, that this institution cannot be registered with the worldly government. Baba says that this is the Pandava government. You know that building, our headquarters are known as Pandava Bhavan. So Baba was telling that this is the spiritual government, Pandava government. And this cannot be registered with the worldly government. So I had always constant discussion with Brahma Baba. Then Baba, you see, I agree with your principle, but we have to respect worldly laws also. Because with the expansion, we will be required to have more properties. But Baba said that nothing doing, we don't want to buy properties and build our empire in the form of properties and what not. So that only thing, only property we had was this Pandava Bhavan, because it was not available on rent. In 60-61 it was purchased. That was the only property. Otherwise the concept was not to own any property. So I was consisting and always discussing with Brahma Baba that, Baba, it is not good. Ultimately, with the expansion, we will be forced to buy properties, because if we do not have properties, we cannot have big hall. For example, if this is not owned by the institution, how can you have such a big hall on rental basis? Nobody will construct such a hall for us on a permanent basis. Otherwise, think of the rent and all those things that we would have been forced to pay. So like that, always discussion was going on. When I was meeting Baba personally or in my letters also, I used to write, Baba, we must have a compromise solution. Let not the main institution be registered. Brahma Kumaris need not be registered. And I tell you very honestly, till today, Brahma Kumaris, the main body, is not registered as an institution or as a trust. It is still an independent institution. And legally it is 100% permissible. And it's funny that why Baba selected Rajasthan as the state headquarters or the headquarters of the institution, because only in this state, registration of all institutions is not compulsory. Had it been in Bombay, had it been in Delhi, or any other state of India, we would have been forced to register this institution. Otherwise it could not have worked. And another beautiful thing of this divine family and Baba's concept, or the spiritual strength of this institution, is that there is one Supreme Court judgment of India, which says that the laws applicable in the state in which the headquarters are, that will govern and bind its activities all throughout. And therefore, even if we are registered, even if we have got headquarters here, even if we have branch in Delhi, that branch need not be registered under the local laws of that city, the state, or in Ahmedabad or in Bombay or any other place. So all laws and everything, you see, I mean, it is working in, as per the directions of, as per the principles of Shiva Baba. But I used to tell Baba that, no Baba, you will have to buy properties. And individuals are mortals, we are not immortals. Individuals are mortals. For example, our this Pandav Bhavan was purchased by Baba in the name of Brother Dada Vishwakishore. Day before yesterday in Avyakta Murli, Baba referred to his name, Anand, Vishwakishore and Anand Kishore. Dada Vishwakishore was Brahma Baba's nephew, and he also surrendered right from the beginning. So that Pandav Bhavan was in the name of Dada Vishwakishore. And he was to be operated in 66. And before his operation, I came with him and got this Pandav Bhavan transferred to the names of four sisters. And then he was operated and he lost his breath. He died, you see, in the hospital after operation. So I used to tell Baba that, look, how long can we go on changing names? Because every time when you change name, you have to pay stamp duty and everything. If it is in the name of individuals, we have to pay estate duty and what not. Somehow or other, I don't know why, in November 68, Brahma Baba wrote to me, suddenly, that, oh child, you are always telling me that we should form a trust, we should form a via media, with compromise, not in principle, but compromise in practice, of establishing institution which will own properties. Because institutions can be immortals, but individuals cannot be immortals. So in November, Dadi Prakashmani was at that time in Bombay. She was our class teacher and in charge of our Gandhi Center, where I was also a student. So Baba wrote to Dadi Prakashmani that both Ramesh and Dadi Prakashmani should come here. So we both came here immediately. And then Baba said that, oh child, you see, you are always telling me about this trust. Come on, you see, now let us establish this trust. We said, okay. So Baba appointed a committee of Dadi Prakashmani, Didi Manmohini. She was at that time additional administrative head, the post which is now being occupied by Dadi Janki. So before Dadi Janki, Dadi Manmohini or Didi Manmohini was the joint additional administrative head. Then one brother, Dada Anand Kishore, Baba referred to his name, Dada Anand Kishore, and myself, a committee was appointed by Baba. And we were asked to draft the constitution of this trust. For 4 days we were sitting daily. And in the evening, night class, Baba, we used to report everything to Baba. And then Baba went on confirming. For example, we decided that its name should be World Renewal Spiritual Trust. We decided that its headquarters should be in Bombay. We decided about its aim, object and everything, you see. So that, you see, its aim, object should be parallel with or unlike those of the institution, this is the main body, Brahma Kumaris. Everything was finalized. We finalized names of the trustees also. And when the question came of appointing managing trustee, all the three of that committee suggested that my name is, must be made, finalized, that is, I should be made managing trustee, to which I disagreed, that no, I am not that much competent. We have so many other senior brothers, let some of them be the managing trustee and manage this trust and manage all these properties, that those properties which will be bought in the name of the institution, in the name of the trust. So it was decided that this question will be left to Brahma Baba. And when in the evening, you see, Didi Prakashmani told Baba that we have got difference of opinion. Ramesh does not want to become the managing trustee. We all want him to be the managing trustee and be the real trustee and manage this institution. Brahma Baba asked me this particular question, then why you don't want to become managing trustee? I said, Baba, I am too junior, because although I came to know this institution in 52, I accepted you as my spiritual father in 61. 61 May or June, end of May. I came here in the month of, in the last week of May and went back in the first week of June. So I told Baba that there are so many other seniors also. Like Brother Nirvair, he came to this institution sometime in 58, 59. Brother Jagdish also, like that, there were many others also. So Baba said, nothing doing. I said, Baba, but how can I accept? And Baba never used to show his authority to us. It was very simple. He will like to get everything done by, through the power of love. But when I was adamant not to accept this post, then Baba suddenly, you see, I mean, he became, his original self. I still remember his face. And he said that, who is omniscient? He asked me this question, who is omniscient, you or I? In my life, although I was in connection with Brahma Baba from 52, right up to 68, November on that day, in 61 he had shown me his authority, that he is the Supreme. And in 68 November, in that meeting, he asked me this particular question. He showed me his authority. Who is omniscient? I immediately bowed down to his authority. I said, Baba, you are omniscient. You are almighty and you are everything. I am just nothing. He said, then when I am asking you to be managing trustee, why you are not becoming? I said, how can I become? I am too junior. How can I become a trustee? I am too junior. There are my seniors. I must respect my seniors. If I do not respect my seniors, then my juniors will not respect me. That's the fundamental law. Am I right? If I do not respect my seniors, then when I become senior, and when there are new people here also in this divine family, when they will be my juniors, how can I expect my juniors to respect me if I do not respect my seniors? So Baba said, this is not the question here. Do you know who was managing trustee of this institution in the last kalpa? So I told Baba that I don't know. I don't even remember my last birth also. How can I remember the last kalpa? So Baba said that every kalpa you had been and you were and you will be the managing trustee. So I said, okay Baba, if it is fine with you, I don't mind. But I would like to see that, you see, I do not offend my seniors. Baba said, that you don't worry, that is my problem. That is not Ramesh, your problem, but that is my problem. And in fact, he helped me. He wrote a letter to Brother Jagdish, that became the written document of finalizing all the terms of this trust, appointing names of the trustees and all those things. He wrote to Brahma, Jagdish Bhai. And Jagdish Bhai afterwards told me also that if he had not received this letter from Brahma Baba, he would not have thought that Brahma Baba and Sri Baba, they have accepted the appointment of a trust. Because till that time, it was the biggest deviation from the principle that we will not be registered with the worldly government. So this via media, or, you know it, what we call, I mean, this in between, you see, stop-gap arrangement, he said he would not have accepted. So anyhow, the trust was registered, it was registered on 16th of January, 69. And immediately on that day in the evening, immediately, because on that day I received a letter from Baba that there is one property available in Mount Abu. You know this Naki Lake Museum? I think you must have, all of you must have seen it. If not, you can go and see that property near Naki Lake. So Baba wrote to me that, yes, this property is available in Mount Abu. And he would like to purchase it in the name of trust. So he asked me to immediately leave Bombay and go to Ahmedabad and negotiate with those owners of that property. So immediately the trust was formed, and the moment it was formed, it started working. So on 16th night I left Bombay, went to Ahmedabad, completed 95% of the negotiation. And at night time, I telephoned Brahma Baba. On 17th of January, 69. Please remember, Baba became object on 18th January. On 17th, late in the night, by about 9, 9:15, I telephoned Brahma Baba. That Baba, 95% things are over. Tomorrow morning, there will be some work for about 1 hour. And then I will be free. And the owner says that he can come to Mount Abu and get the documents registered after 5-7 days only. He cannot come immediately. So I have in between 5 days of time. So what should I do? Should I go back to Bombay? Should I come to Abu? Or near Ahmedabad there is one city known as Baroda. And there our spiritual exhibition was going on. So I asked, whether should I go to Baroda? And Baba said on phone that, oh child, there is no work here. What you will do for four or five days? You go to Baroda. And then Dadi Prakashmani was standing next to Baba. And she took the phone from Baba. And she told me, Ramesh, and now she had to override directions of Brahma Baba. You follow this point. She had to override the directions of Brahma Baba, and so she had to be strict in giving her directions to me. And she very, in very strong words, she said, Ramesh, if you have got intellect, do not obey directions of Brahma Baba. Come down to Abu immediately. That's why I'm telling you that these are the stories of real life. They are not fictitious stories. They are the stories of real. And immediately when I heard Dadi Prakashmani telling me like this, I said, okay Dadi, tomorrow night there is a train from Ahmedabad which leaves late in the night at about 11 o'clock and reaches Abu Road by 7 o'clock next day, that means on 19th. And then I finalized everything on 17th, on 18th. And then I left for the station, Ahmedabad station, by about 8, 8:15. Because I was not having reservations, so I had to go early and occupy the seat. And here you know that by 8:15, 8:20, Brahma Baba became avyakta on 18th of January. So Dadi Prakashmani immediately telephoned. The first call that was booked was for me at Ahmedabad. That where is Ramesh and what is his program? Whether he is coming to Abu as directed by her or he is going to Baroda as directed by Brahma Baba. So the sister Sarla informed Brahma Baba, Dadi Prakashmani, that yes, He has left for Abu. So next day morning I came here, and then I came to know about Baba becoming Avyakta. Then what happened, you know it, everything. And then Baba, Avyakta Bab Dada came down into the body of Dadi Gulzar on 21st. And he gave all those instructions that how the institution will work in future. And then Avyakta Bab Dada started distributing toli. To each one he will distribute, he will give drishti and give toli. When my turn came, he asked me to sit down in front of him and said that, I asked Baba that we have agreed to buy this property. Now Brahma Baba is a Avyakta. Now what are the principles on the basis of which the institution will run? Should we buy that property or should we cancel this property? Should we continue with this trust or cancel this trust and cancel all the appointments of trustees and all those things? So Baba said that, no, you have to buy that property. And this trust is the last gift to all children through Brahma Baba. It's the last edifice, last remembrance of the divine act conducted by Shiva Baba through Brahma Baba. And Baba, everybody is listening, everybody in the audience is listening, all this dialogue. And then Baba said that, you have to buy this property. Now from tomorrow, the system of administration will change. You all will act as trustees. You will have to form a committee of trustees. And you will have to take decisions in meetings. And this is how the system of administration will change from 21st or 22nd of January 1969. And this is how Baba said that we will have to have first meeting. In this meeting, pass the resolution that yes, we want to buy this property and take signature of everybody. All those who are trustees take their signature. And this is how through the committee of trustees, this institution will now function. And Baba said that the moment he leaves this body, you know, you have seen that day before yesterday, Avyakta Bab Dada leaving the body of Brahma and Dadi Gulzar. Baba said that you come and occupy this chair and tell everybody what is this world in your spiritual trust, what are its advantages and how things have been decided in last 2 months. So everybody is listening. These are the words which were, these are the words and the spoken direction of Shri Baba, that the trust has come into existence, trustees will take care of everything, that the constitution will run on the basis of principle of trusteeship and all those things. So this is how the change in administration or the change in the policy of administration took place. And this is how we started working as a trustee and trust. Slowly and slowly, in due course of time, Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation was established. Slowly and slowly, then Brahma Kumari's Educational Society was established. But still, the principal organizations are main body, Brahma Kumari's and the trust. Most of these properties, they are owned in the name of trust. The hall in which you are sitting is also in the name of trust. So this is how institution is being worked and managed and administered in the name of trust, and that means for the purpose of buying properties. So that the trust is immortal. Persons may come and persons may go, because we are all human beings are immortals. But we have to just change the names of the trustees, appoint a new trustee in place of the old one. And like that, the institution will go on working. So this is the fundamental background of the policy of trusteeship. In the world, a trustee is not liable for his actions. Because he is not the owner, he is not the master. I don't know anybody if he is a lawyer here. In the Contract Act also there is a principle of principal and agent. That agent is not responsible for his actions, his principal is responsible for the actions and acts of the agent. Principal is responsible, not the agent. But in case of Baba, we are not merely agents. We are not merely trustees. We are also governed by one more principle in case of this divine principle of trusteeship. And that principle is the principle of accountability. It's a wonderful concept, wonderful principle. Principle of accountability. That means, if I have as a trustee made a wrong decision, then I am not responsible in the world. Just as a minister, for example, if a minister or a prime minister or president of any country makes mistake, he is not personally responsible. Because so long he has taken decision in good faith and after taking reasonable care, if he has taken decision in good faith and after taking reasonable care, then he is not bound for his mistakes, wrong directions or wrong decisions. In case of this divine principle of trusteeship, we go one step ahead, and principle of accountability is there. That means, if you as a trustee commit any mistake, you will be solely responsible for it. Therefore, in the world, you see, those who are trustees, they are not so much careful. They can afford to be negligent. So long as they have taken proper care and they have done it in good faith. But in this divine family, when you are a trustee, whether in our individual lives also, because in the individual lives also, when Baba says, has applied this principle of Manmanabhava, that means, we have to surrender our mind and intellect also to Baba. And therefore, even if in our thought, if you make any mistake, we will be responsible. Baba does not want to have any impure thought, decision and all those things. You see, he does not want us to corrupt our mind and intellect also. So, even if we by mistake cause any wrong decision or even have wrong negative thought in our mind also, for that also we will be responsible. For our actions also, in administering and doing our duties also, we will be responsible. And you know that, as that principle of Newton, that actions and reactions are equal and opposite. You know this fundamental principle, actions and reactions are equal and opposite. And in the same manner, if we do any good act as a trustee on behalf of Baba, then Baba will reward us. And Baba says that he can reward us 100 times. But that is also equally applicable if you make mistake. Just as when reward is 100 times or more than that also, in the same manner, when we make mistakes, then penalty or punishment will be also 100 times. And therefore, we are, as a trustee, we have to act much more cautiously in this institution. At the same time, it does not mean that in order to become more cautious, don't take any decision. What will happen? If you don't take any decision, what will happen? God cannot punish us, because we have not done anything. But Baba says that, no, you are also my managers also. And as my manager, I have given you all the resources. They are at your command. And Baba watches us and says that, yes, you are in charge of my different shops as managers. And I am watching who, as the manager, makes the maximum profit. Why he has to do adopt this principle is that, please remember one fundamental difference between Shiv Baba and all other preceptors or founders of different religions. By now, all of you must be knowing that Baba has taught us that if a preceptor like Jesus Christ or Moses or anybody else also, Buddha, all those who have established and founded their religions, this we have come to know through Baba only, that they are Jesus or Buddha or anybody else, all those preceptors who have founded their religions, for example Confucius or Tao of Lao who has established Tao religion or Shintoism and all those things, all the 10 important religions of the world. I wish you had more time, and I had also more time. We could have gone into depth of all those 10 important religions of the world. And then compare Baba's religion, DTism, with all other religions. Why this particular one religion established by Baba is going to be on this earth for uninterrupted, without any interruption, for 2500 years. What is the beauty of this divine religion established by Baba? In sharp contrast with all other religions established by different preceptors. So, I wish you had some time in the future also. Better luck next time for you and me. So, all other, Baba has taught us this principle that all other preceptors, because we are all mortals, not immortals. So these mortal preceptors, they take different name, body and birth, and they sustain their religion in different form, with different names and all those things. So they are, from the date when they establish their religion, they are on this earth in different shape, in different name, and in different body. But Baba, not only as the founder of DTism, the religion, not only as the founder of the New World Order, but, he is God, generator, operator and destructor. This authority of G-O-D is not with any other human being. But what happens? He has to establish this New World Order. But he cannot be in the Golden Age and Silver Age to sustain this New World Order. You follow the difference? Difference between preceptors and Shiv Baba, that other preceptors, not only they establish their religion, but they sustain their religion also till the end. Right from the beginning of Copper Age, till the end of the Iron Age, till the destruction. But in case of Baba, he can establish the New World Order, but he cannot come in the Golden Age. Do you want him to come in the Golden Age? Let me ask this personal question to all of you. Do you want Shiv Baba to come in the Golden Age? Or let him restrict himself to the Confluence Age only? What do you want? You don't want him, I think. No, nobody is saying, yes, Baba, we should invite Baba in the Golden Age. So now you, none of you want Baba in the golden age. Am I right? Can I take it like this? Huh? You don't want Baba in the golden age. It's a fact, it's a reality. He cannot come in the golden age. So, he cannot come in the golden age, so he has to make us perfect. Perfect to that extent that we, as the caretaker of this new world order, can sustain this new world order in that perfect manner for 2500 years. That is because of this principle of trusteeship. That we as the trustees, not as the masters. In the golden age, all those rulers will not be acting as the master. They will be acting as trustees, as the father of the world, and taking care of everybody, like a father, like a mother. So all that Baba has taught us, minus ego, minus attachment, minus lust and all those things, because of which the new world order will be sustained by us as trustees. We do not have that ego. We will not be having our corrupt mind. You know that the Second World War, why it took place? Second World War took place because of thought pollution of a few politicians, because of which there was that Second World War. By becoming trustee and by not only asking us to be trustee, but by giving us practical training of a trustee, he totally removes that thought pollution, that ego. Have you found at any time ego in the actions of Dadi Prakashmani? Is there anybody who has found ego? That Dadi Prakashmani, oh yes, I am the head, I am the head, you must obey me. Like that, have you ever seen Dadi Prakashmani or Dadi Janki and others forcing like that? You know, otherwise in the offices, many of you might be working in the offices. How do your bosses act? How do your bosses act? They say, appoint a man and also you can dismiss him also. Hire a man, fire a man. That's the policy in case of the worldly boss. Because there he thinks that he is the owner. Have you found this type of ownership ego in any one of us? So this is, and therefore the administration is like this, and it will continue like this. I remember once I was in Australia, and one sister said, I don't like this principle of Sri Lakshmi Narayan ruling the world. I said, why? He said, no, I do not like the concept of ruler. Then I told her that, do you know that at the moment, indirectly, in this divine institution, we are all being ruled by our dadis. We are being ruled, and that is that invisible hand, invisible authority working, because dadis work in the form of a trustee. And we don't feel the pinch, which we feel when we are working in a shop or in a business or anywhere else as an employee. But we do not feel that pinch that we are here, employees. We are given equal treatment of a brother or a sister. So I asked that particular sister in Australia that if Dadi becomes Lakshmi Narayan, then will you like to be in her kingdom? She said, yes, if Dadi Prakashmani is there, or Dadi Janki is there as the king or world emperor, then I would like to be. And I said, this is what going to happen. We now are being trained in such a manner that, you see, we do not feel at the moment pinch of Dadi. Yesterday, for example, Dadi was there, you see, at the time of flag hoisting ceremony. What happened? Was there anybody in sitting now in the class was jealous of Dadi that, oh look, Dadi is sitting there and why not I am there? Think it over during this course of 3 minutes of meditation. I had asked this particular question, that yesterday Dadi was hoisting this flag, or Dadi was on the stage and offering bhog to Baba, and at all those times, we were all, what happened? We had all had positive vibrations or negative vibrations of jealousy, ego and all those things. None of us had those negative tendencies or vibrations and all those things. That is because of this principle of love, power of love. So these are the practical principles on the basis of which we work as trustees. We do not work on the principle of power, strength, ownership, ego. We, in the case of a trustee, we believe that we are on godly service. Trustee means godly service. We are on godly service. And therefore what happens? That this principle of trusteeship removes, this is practical in reality. Therefore in the beginning I said that this principle of trusteeship is not merely in theory. We are all being molded for that new divine family life of the golden and silver age through this principle of trusteeship. And therefore all those negativities of ego and all those things, you know all those negative things, because we were ocean of all those different varieties of negativities. All these negativities are removed. And what will happen? We are governed not by worldly laws, but through the power of love. And power of love is a very powerful love. I give you one example. Once I saw one of my cousin's sisters. She was sitting and doing some work, and her child sitting next to her, you see, she was moving. The child was moving her legs like this, and the child was hitting her mother every time. So I told my cousin sister that, look, your child is kicking you. I told her that, look, your child is kicking you at this young age of hardly 5-7 months. He is kicking you. What will happen when he will become old? So she said, where is he kicking? I said, look, he is kicking like this. You see, he is moving his legs like this, and every time it hurts your legs. So she looked at her child and looked at that movement of her child. And she said, my cousin sister said, no, he is not kicking me. Then I said, what is he doing? And my sister said that her child was cycling. I said, where is cycle? There is no cycle. To me, it looked like the child was kicking her mother. And her mother, that means my cousin sister, was thinking that her child was cycling. And so she did not feel the pinch of those kicks which her child was offending her. So this is how, we will be all governed by these principles, not by the, in this world, what happens? If you do anything wrong, you see, police can catch you and throw you out, and they will put you in the prison and all those things. And that's why we try to be honest and sincere and all those things. Once those principles are not there, then what will happen? We enjoy and we commit all those mistakes. But in this case, in this divine family, what happens? This becomes our inborn personality trait of principle of trustee, principle of divine love, and divine relationships and all those things. With the result, what happens? In this divine family, there is no question, no problem on account of diverse religions. We all sitting here may belong to different religions. We all have different nationalities. We all have different languages. We all have different colors of our skin, different positions and what not. But whether all these differences, does it cause any of you any pain and misery? We all love each other like this. We are sitting together, enjoying about this divine family, divine life. And this is universal brotherhood, under the fatherhood of one father. So all those things you see now Baba is imprinting in us. All this is in that combined form known as principle of trusteeship. Because now we don't have that ego that I am I and my. What I think must be done. We do not insist like that. This is my direction. This is my order. All those things you see, in the worldly sense, what happens? And this order issued. That I am doing, asking this. Now, in case of taxation also, all of you pay income tax. So there is that act, and you are directed, you are asked to pay income tax. If you don't pay income tax, you will be penalized. You have to file your income tax returns by a certain date, you will be penalized. Here there is no penalty. But even then we all get up at 4 o'clock. Am I right? And we don't feel the pinch of all these principles which govern our life. Many of you might be non-veg also. Many of you may not have cooked during your life, entire life. All those things, you see, now you are learning. I remember when in Auckland, you see, that brother was cooking bhog for Baba. And in one hand, he had that recipe book. And in the other hand, he was cooking that particular bhog for Baba. And I asked him, why you are referring to recipe book? He said, I am learning. Learning cooking. And said, is it not a burden? He said, no, I am enjoying. So all those things, there is another dictum in law, in the worldly principles also, that we see things not as they are, but as we are. We see things not as they are, but as we are. I don't know whether you have seen that silent movie of Charlie Chaplin. Silent movie of Charlie Chaplin. In those days, you see, it was a silent movie. He had to just express through action, not through words. And he has depicted this principle that we see things not as they are, but as we are. And there you see, he is hungry. He wants food. He is in search of food. He is moving here and there, everywhere, you see, in search of food. He is hungry, totally hungry. And suddenly he comes in front of a mirror. And in reality he is looking at his own image in that mirror. But because he is hungry, his mind is preoccupied with food and necessity to have food, preoccupied with hunger. And so the moment he looks at his own image in that glass, He finds that, you see, there is a chicken there. He finds there is a chicken there, and then he wants to grab the chicken, and therefore he pushes his hand on that mirror. He strikes his hand on that mirror. And what happens? That mirror is broken into pieces. And then he realizes that, oh, it was not chicken, but his own image. Like that, Baba is removing all over all these false images and all those things, you see, and says that, because now we really know who we are. And when we become purified souls, what will happen? That we can look at others also with that pure eye, with that pure intellect. And all our decisions will be pure also. Because when our intellect is pure, all our decisions will be pure. One of the fundamental things that Baba is teaching us, because of which the golden age will be a perfect age, is that all our decisions will be on the strength of our pure intellect. There is no impurity. This principle of trusteeship removes all our impurities in our thoughts, in our actions and all those things. All impurities come when we think that we are the owners, we are the masters. So Baba removes all these negativities, and therefore what happens? The golden age is the real golden age. One of the definitions which Baba has given us of golden age is that in that golden age all the systems work with their 100% efficiency. When all systems work perfectly, 100% efficiency, what will happen? There will not be any friction. There will not be any pollution. There will not be ego. There will not be jealousy. There will not be anger. With the result, what will happen? There will be golden age, heaven. So heaven is nothing else. It's not away and apart from us. It is part of us. It is part of our future life, for which we are now being trained. And unconsciously or consciously, we are being trained for that new role and new assignment of the golden age. And therefore I said in the beginning that principle of trusteeship is not different from our lives. This divine trusteeship is entirely different from the worldly trusteeship. Baba gives you all the strength and all the powers, but he trains us in such a manner that you do not like to go beyond those divine principles. I tell you honestly, because I am acting as trustee in many respects and in many cases in our institution. I have been given lots of powers by Baba and Dadis, but we do not dare to misuse our powers. We do not dare to misuse our powers as trustees. And same thing will be applicable in the golden age. We will have lots of powers in golden age. We will have wealth. You cannot count our wealth, how much wealthy we will be there. We will have long life. Everything will be there. But we cannot and we will not misuse our powers. We will not misuse our lives. So this is the real training that we are getting as trustees. We do not rebound or react when Baba says that, oh yes, you should, your manmanabho, you must think what I want you to think. You cannot go beyond my direction. Your thoughts must be pure. Your thoughts must be simple. Your thoughts must be humble. Do we rebound? Do we become reactionary? In the world, people become reactionary. Here we don't believe like that. We do not act like that. We do not rebound. We accept this supreme authority, this divine authority. So this is the training, this is the real life training. Long back I had read one novel. Just for the sake of giving you as an example. The title of that novel was that School for Scoundrels. School for Scoundrels. How scoundrels can be trained and taught so they can become real and the best scoundrels in the world. So when I read that book, I said that Brahma Kumaris is like that school for deities. This is the school for deities, the university for giving us trainings to act as perfect human beings. A school for angels. School for deities, school for perfect human beings. In the world, Brahma Baba asked one politician, Baba met him, and he asked Baba that, can you pass a law and ask your people to remain pure, observe purity in their life? That politician said, sorry, such law cannot be enacted by the parliament of any country in the world, that all our people will be pure, they will be observing purity in their life. They cannot pass this law that all of them will act as trustees in their lives. Can they? You are from different countries. Can any parliament of your country or any other country pass such law that our people will observe purity? They will all get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That they all will act as trustees. Can they pass that law? So that politician said, no, this cannot be done. And then Baba said that, but this godly government has passed this law that everybody will act and got up in the morning at 4 o'clock. They will all act as trustees. They will always study this divine knowledge. They will be removing their negativities. They will imbibe this power of purity and all those things. So all these divine things, you see, divinity and all this, or manifestation of divinity within us is possible in this divine family. And all those things, all this process of manifestation of divinity within us is nothing else but this training now being given to us by Baba as trustee. We know that. We can break these principles, but at the same time we know that if we break these principles, what will happen? It will cost us. So this is how Baba is training us to be the perfect human beings of the golden age. So this process is nothing else but this principle and practice of trusteeship. I think still we have got some 5-7 minutes. If you have some questions, because I know you say, if I go on speaking, I am sure you would like me to continue speaking on this principle of trusteeship, principle and practice of trusteeship, because it is part of our life. This is not away and apart from our life. So if anybody has any question, I would like to ask them. I would like to answer them. Remember one thing. In case of communism and others, there is that dictator, Stalin. You know, Joseph Stalin of Russia. He was dictator. He was dictating terms. You must do these things. Mao, German of China. He was a dictator. In this divine family, let me ask you very honestly, have we ever felt, have we ever felt Sri Baba as a dictator? Pardon? No, he is not a dictator. He does not dictate us, but his powers are much more. His powers are much more than the worldly dictators. He dictates on our hearts. Am I right? Godly directions and all those things. He dictates our hearts. He dictates our mind. He dictates our intellect and everything. Dictates our relationships with also. He says that you all will have all relationship with me alone. But do we feel that pinch? What is this nonsense? Why we should have all our relationship with you only? Have we ever objected? Have we ever objected? But still, you see, I mean, in reality, he is much more than dictator. But we don't feel it. Because there is a lubricating force of love. Therefore, there is no friction. There in a communist country, the dictator does not dictate with love. He dictates with power, authority. Yes, you must do like this, otherwise you will be put behind the bar. You will be killed, you will be shot dead. In some of the countries where they try to bring communism, what happened? So many people were killed. In that dictatorship, there is that authority, and through authority they work. Here Baba is almighty. As I already told you, Baba has only shown me twice his authority. Once in 61, after I became Baba's child. Baba said that, come on you child, you pick up this knowledge so that Baba will send you to foreign countries. Many of my children in foreign countries want me. They are in search of me. Come on, you pick up this knowledge and I will send you there. And then I responded to Baba, I am sorry. I don't think I am capable of being your that good child so that I can go to foreign countries and give this knowledge to others. And then Baba smiled and he stopped. We were walking in the garden in Bombay. And he suddenly stopped and looked at me and said, who is omniscient? Who is omniscient? I said, you are omniscient. Then Baba said, therefore I am telling you, come on, pick up this knowledge. Be worthy to be Baba's child for foreign services. And that's what became true in 71. When six of us, Brother Jagdish, myself, then Sister Rosie, Dr. Nirmala, and Sheel Dadi, and Usha, we six of us left India in search of you all. We were those first voyagers. I am sorry, we are not asking many questions, so I am continuing.
You talk mostly about, trusteeship of the institution. do you have any experiences of personal, because you stay at home, most of us stay at home, we have businesses. So do you have any experiences relating to being a trustee of all that?
Of course, I am staying in my house only.
Yeah, but...
I am staying in my house, I have got my own office also.
So
I am working in my office also.
So do you have any experiences to share about that?
Of course, I can share with it. If you have one more hour, I can share those things. Because you see, sister Meera, in her introductory remarks, said that, yes, I am still a householder. And the greatest beauty of this knowledge is that in the world, everyone, all the religions say that you will have to leave your hut and home in order to attain salvation. All religions. That do not, a pope cannot be a householder. Can he be? He cannot. In all other religions it is impossible. But in this divine family, Baba says that no, while staying and living in your house and home, you can attain 100% perfection. Because we are all trustees. Even if we stay in and live in our family, we are trustees. And we'll be glad to know that my Laukik office is also headquarters of this trust, and also it is headquarters of Brahma Kumari's Educational Society. We offer to Baba that, and Baba accepts these things. He makes us real trustees in the real sense of the term. In my home, in my home, Mamma Mateshwari, you see, whom you have not seen also. I don't think any of you have seen Mamma. She was with us for 18 months. So this is how, you see, the family life is not discarded. In the world, people believe that family life is not good. You must move away from your family life. You must renounce your family life. Baba says, no, you have to renounce your ego. You have to renounce all your vices. And the life will be equally good. So this principle of renunciation of all your negativities, that's the true basis of a family life. We work on that basis. When I became Baba's child, I said, I'm very busy. I told Dadi Ratan Mohini, she was our teacher at that time in Bombay, that, I'm very busy. I can come only for 1 hour per week. Where I was connected with many institutions and many things. I had a very good social life also. And then Dadi said that, remember one thing, that try to devote as much time for this one and remove all those unnecessary things in your life. And I said, okay, I will practice those things. And slowly I started removing all those connections which were not useful. And all those who are useful in this divine family, accept that thing as your new friends, as your brothers and sisters. Accept this new family, divine family. And what happens? That therefore, you see, this institution becomes our real home. It's part and parcel. We don't feel the pinch. In the beginning, I was thinking that how will I earn? If I don't pay attention to my office, how will I earn? But I have found out that when we become Baba's child, Baba takes care of us. And Baba takes care of us in a much better manner. At every step and in every walks of life, He takes care of us. And therefore what happens? The family life is not a burden on us. We enjoy. And then when the family life is based on the principle of purity, right from the very beginning, before even accepting Baba, right from the beginning of our married life, we had decided that we will observe purity in life, 100% purity in life. So there is no sex, no problem connected with sex and children and all those things. Therefore we are not to provide, people believe that they have to provide for their children and grandchildren and what not. We have, Baba is teaching us this principle that not only Sri Baba is your father, but he is your child also. And in none of these religions of the modern world, nowhere, on the strength of my limited study of all the religions, I can tell you honestly that in none of the religions of the world, they have treated God as your child. He is your father, mother, and all brothers, everything. But this relationship that he is your child also is not at all there in any other family system or any other religious system. Everywhere he is the source of inspiration, source of worship and everything. And in none of these religions we remember Sri Baba as a child also, as our child. So this is a unique family. With God as your father, with God as your mother, with all those things, with God as your child also. This is the divine family. So, but the answer is very difficult. In difficult in the sense that very lengthy. Because it is based on our own life. You all have enjoying your life as a trustee in personal life. You have your own centers and everything. You have your duties as householders. I also perform my duties. When I am in Bombay, I sit in the office. But I know that even if I pay 95%, 99% of my time, all my office resources, 80%, 90% are being used for Baba. Even then the office sustains itself. I can sustain my family. Because Baba takes care of us. But the only thing is that we should have full faith in Baba. That he will take care of us. That firm faith. No such question of if and but. If that question of if and but and all those things are there, then Baba also will say, okay, if you remember me, then I will remember like that. So, you know, don't bargain with Baba like that. If we give unlimited love to Baba, and if we have got unlimited faith in Baba, then Baba also will have unlimited faith in us, and he will give us unlimited love. The beauty of this institution is that we see in action. We see in action Sri Baba as father, mother, brother, sister, and all things. For example, I write articles. When I write articles, I remember Sri Baba with that relationship of ocean of knowledge. You remember him as an ocean of knowledge, and what will happen? Your pen starts moving. That blessing, that power of ocean of love, an ocean of knowledge starts flowing through your pen, and you start writing articles. So like that, you see, this is the beauty of this knowledge that we enjoy all relationships with. And therefore this becomes a family. I think it is now 12:30, and I always like to be punctual. So I think we will end our this talk here. I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to meet you all. And I don't know whether I offended any of you with any of my harsh remarks. But I think I have tried to explain you all with the principles of love as a trustee. In real life also. Om Shanti.